Physicists announced this week that they had seen evidence of cosmic ripples from the first moment after the Big Bang. Ripples in the fabric of space and time were predicted almost a century ago by Albert Einstein. Many of Einstein's theories have held up, but genius though he may have been, he wasn't right all the time. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has the story of some newly uncovered work by the great physicist where he got it wrong, really wrong.
Albert Einstein changed physics forever. His theory of relativity is a set of rules that explains how the whole universe works. But not every idea he had was so great. Cormac O'Rafferty is a physicist at the Waterford Institute of Technology in Ireland. Last year, he was going through some old Einstein manuscripts. They're part of a huge digital archive kept by the Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
And so that's when the fun started. We were looking through these drafts one by one, and one afternoon in late August, the more I looked at a particular draft, the more I got this queer feeling that this is not what everybody thinks it is.
What everybody thought it was a draft of a paper published in 1931, and it started out the same way. But as O'Rafferty read on, he realized this was something else.
So it's a bit like finding a play. You're looking through sort of a draft version of Beckett's play, Waiting for Godot, and then you suddenly realize halfway through, well, wait a minute, there's no Godot in this play at all.
What O'Rafferty found was a draft of a theory that Einstein hadn't published and nobody knew about. It was trying to solve a big problem of the day. An astronomer named Edwin Hubble, the guy they named the Hubble telescope after, he just observed that everything in the universe is moving outward.
The spiral nebulae, which are the most distant objects in the sky, were rushing away from each other, not just from us, from each other.
Now we know that the universe started in a Big Bang, and it's still growing. But when Einstein was working on this idea...
This is pre-Big Bang. That's the fascinating thing about it.
Einstein, like pretty much everyone else back then, still thought the universe was static, that it never changed. So he asked himself, Albert, if the universe is expanding, why isn't it filling up with empty space? Einstein's solution is in this undiscovered paper. He proposed that as the universe expanded, new matter appeared to fill in the gaps. New stars and galaxies just popped up. So even as it grows, the universe looks the same.
The universe is expanding, but it's not necessarily changing.
Just to be clear, this theory is totally wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. But for a little while, Einstein thought it was right. The calculations appeared to work. Except that he'd made a mathematical mistake. He wrote a minus sign where he should have written a plus. And this isn't the only mistake of Einstein's that O'Rafferty has caught. He's also seen a paper where Einstein messed up a simple unit conversion, sort of like changing miles into kilometers.
It was easy for me to spot it because I'm forever making the same mistake myself.
Actually, it turns out Einstein screwed up calculations all the time. Mario Livio is an astrophysicist at the Space Telescope Science Institute.
About 20% of Einstein's papers contain actually various mistakes of various degrees.
And Einstein's not alone. Livio's written a book called Brilliant Blunders, all about some big mistakes made by great scientists.
You try to think in unconventional ways, and when you do that, guess what? Sometimes actually you encounter a mistake.
Darwin got evolution right, but his ideas on how individual traits were inherited turned out to be way off. And then there's Nobel Prize-winning chemist Linus Pauling.
His model for DNA had almost everything that you can think of wrong with it. It had three strands instead of two. It was built inside out, and it basically violated some basic rules of chemistry.
Einstein eventually found his mathematical error. He crossed it out and realized his idea wouldn't work. Cormac O'Rafferty says it looks like Einstein set it aside. Maybe he forgot about it.
He doesn't burn the manuscript and he doesn't use it as a shopping list, which he often did. He keeps it. But it's true that he never, ever refers to the model again.
And today it lives on as a reminder that to be great, you don't always have to be right. But it does help if you're right most of the time. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.